Steiner, and on the way to our conversation with our new guest here, I want to remind you the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. More information at www.mecu.com or at steinershow.org is MeQ, Baltimore Credit Union's banner. Remember, it's a credit union, not just a bank. Belongs to you. Money comes back in the end. MeQ. All right. Now, in the studio, it's been a long time since I've seen this.
I know, since 2015, right?
But it's been a while.
We were together right at the end of the year.
And I'm not even going to call you the indie comedy of mom.
No, you're going to say the indie mom of comedy. That's what you're going to say. You're going to say
Michelle is in the house, the indie mom of comedy, former OSI community fellow, founder of Gold Diggers. Her debut album is out, Funny as a Mother, was released last week.
I like how you say it, Mark. Yeah. Funny as a mother. It's funny as a mother. And for all of you guys who have no idea what ellipses is, those are the three dots that come behind stuff.
Just three dots?
Just three. That's three. It stands for me, myself, and I.
It would. 410-319-8888. So tell us about this new album. Is this what you recorded when we were at the
Creative Alliance?
To you live?
I'm so excited about it, Mark, because number one, I got the deal in L.A. So, you know, it's great. I have great management out there. Laugh Mob, Spivak with Bob Sumner, Daniel Paul, people you don't know, but I just have to say it. And a great agent in New York. And they worked together to get me this deal with the largest comedy content producer in North America. These guys are responsible for Aziz Ansari, Jim Gaffigan, D.L. Hughley, Chelsea Peretti. I mean, all the major mainstream comics who are doing great work all over the world and all over the country. Grammy-nominated Louis C.K. All of them have all recorded their albums with Comedy Dynamics. And now yours truly is on that same roster. And I'm very proud of that. Like, that's good from a little girl from Park Heights, you know, being able to make her mark with such a great company. So I'm with Comedy Dynamics. The mother company of that company is New Wave Entertainment. They've done film. They've done everything. And so this is our first run with them. We're starting with the album, and I'm believing we're going to end up with an hour special, live, nice television special soon to come. So, but yes, this is the first piece, Funny as a Mother, on Comedy Dynamics.
So is this actually a hard CD being made, or is this all digital?
So right now,
how's
because
that work now?
Because right now, nowadays, everything goes digital first. Everything goes digital first. So right now, if you go to iTunes, right now you can get download Funny as a Mother. If you go to Spotify, Amazon, Google Play, it's right there for you. So I think it's kind of cool that anybody around the world can get the album, because I have friends that are living outside the country now and stuff like that, and they can still stay up on what's happening with me. So I think that's really progressive. But yes, they will make a hard copy. That'll be, you know, after a few weeks. They're working on that now, getting the hard copies done and getting them to Target and Walmart and stuff like that. But I'm really, really excited that anybody around the world can get the album today.
So tell us about the album. Let me see what this little note here says. It might take a minute. The computers are stuck, but
I can tell you all about it, because
as soon as we get a clip up, we'll play one. But go ahead.
So you know I'm anecdotal. So that's one of the challenges.
Do you take medicine for that?
But I'm bumped. I forgot who I was fooling with up in here. I'm a storyteller, and the bottom line is my bits, my stories, my comedy is all about being a wife, a mother, juggling all of that, leaving the secure world of psychology, if you think that's a secure world, and becoming a full-time stand-up comic, only to get what do you call that when you get hit? When you get hit and you don't see it coming. What
blindsided?
Getting blindsided by love and marriage. So it's a funny, funny story of me just walking away from security, which was PhD stuff, to pursue art, which is not so secure, and then getting blindsided by love and marriage and motherhood. And so I found a way to poke fun at it all, because there are some women who have completely lost themselves inside of one of those paradigms, be it marriage, be it motherhood, even a career. And so I am proposing that you can have it all. And I'm not saying I got to figure it out. I'm saying I am the social experiment. I am the one who is willing to be underneath in the beakers, you know, bird up. I'm under the microscope, because it's a dirty job, Mark. But somebody's got to be funny as a mother, because there's stuff happening in my house that no one would believe. And so,
like what? What
Man, Mark,
those
people in my house are trying to kill me. That's not my house. It's fucking my suit to be fly, Mark. And that's intentional. That's because I run.
I see.
Because they trying to kill me, I just break out the house like the chicken pox and I just run. But more importantly, you know, I mean, I look at my three kids and my husband and women. Those of you who have children and you know where they came from, like you didn't go to Africa to collect them, like you actually had them in utero, like they actually gestated. And you can appeal to this. I look at my three kids. I look at their father. And I just sit back, Mark, and I say, I cannot believe all four of these people, all four of them, were inside of me at some point in their life. You know, you ever just think about just the Nat Geo nature? That's like some straight up like science experiment. I'm like, and one of them still trying to get in, but that's not the point. The point of it all is these people were all in me, and I'm like, I just want y'all to go away and just leave me alone. I just want one of my kids on the back of a milk carton for like 2 seconds just so I can get a break.
You don't want them on a milk carton.
I'm going to go find them, Mark. But the point I'm making is...
When the first one
I know,
graduates high school and is gone,
I know.
You're going to be saying a different kind of comedy.
No, I'm going to be schlepping all over the universe, performing in coliseums. That's what I'm going to be doing when my kids are gone off to college. But no, the deal is, Mark, I do love my family. I love my children. I wouldn't be a mother if it weren't for them. And I do love my husband. I'm just glad that none of them are here right now. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Where are they?
They're where they are. There's one at the boarding school. There's two with their dad right now. And nobody's here. That means I can just do whatever.
Nobody's home.
Yeah, two of them. Two of them are with the sperm donor. They're with the dad. So I'm just glad that I'm alone right now. That it's just me and you in the studio. We've had the discussion yet. You think it's oxymoronic, but I'm here to tell you it's a beautiful life. It's a beautiful life.
I have a lot of friends now who are vegans. I mean, tons of friends who are
vegans. Well, let me tell you, last night as the Indie Mom, I showed up at this very cool event. It was an all-vegan event at One World Cafe. It was called Art for Animals.
Well, that's a good little vegan place to
eat. Yeah, they had a full art show for animals, and I was like the celebrity guest, and it was like an organization called
Vegan. You were Baltimore Celebrity Vegan.
I was. So I'm a native Baltimorean, but I'm not a Baltimore person. You know what I mean? But the deal is that they had all vegan buffet. They had all this art for sale for animal rights. And this organization called Vegan Drinks did it. And it was an amazing event at One World Cafe. And so, yeah. So, I mean, I have a great life. That's fodder. A bunch of vegans. Just know we were the only people of color up in that piece. But that's not the point.
Why is that? There's so many black vegans in town.
They all live in New York. In LA.
Baltimore's full of black vegans.
You're right. Big ups to my folks who run the most amazing vegan restaurant right downtown. You know what I'm talking about, right?
It's the spot.
Who am I talking about?
Land of Kush.
That's my people right there. So, yeah. So, all the album is about this kind of stuff.
And then there's a spot on St. Paul. What's the name of the place? You know, the greatest shakes. Why am I blocking the name?
Oh, my gosh. Me too. I just had a brain fart. And then there's Liquid Earth.
It's Liquid Earth.
Liquid Earth, this is too much. But there's Liquid Earth.
That's in Fells Point.
Yes, yeah, in Fells Point.
But the sisters own the place on St.
Paul. I love
Paul,
them. And I feel bad. I love them. The guys that own...
Something Grill.
The guys that own... gosh, Mark, you're making us look crazy.
Oh,
we both
man.
Know what I'm talking about. The guys that own my barbershop my husband gets his haircut in, they own that place. It's called Reflections Eternal, and they actually have their barbershop in the same building as the restaurant now. But we're getting off topic, Mark.
Yes.
We've got to talk about how
Your
Baltimore...
Album.
Baltimore's got to support my comedy album because I want my home city to support it. I want the folks in New York and LA to see that I have a great home team, so to speak. And so I need your listeners to go right now and download Funny as a Mother.
Download Funny as a Mother. You got to buy it. You can't talk price in public radio.
I'm not going to talk price. We're on public radio, but just know it's less than $10. That's all I'm going to say.
You can't say that.
I didn't say that.
You're going to get me taken off the air.
I don't want to get you taken off the air because you're the only person that loves me the way that you do. Everybody else think I got special needs. They know I have an IEP, but they're just not sure if it's been updated in the last 5 to 10 years.
I don't like it. Special needs.
You know I do too, Mark. So, yeah, it's a really fun album. I'm excited about it.
So, does the album have all this music on it, too, that you did that night?
No. So, you're thinking about the Cabaret for Gold Diggers.
The Cabaret's
coming back up, and we'll come back and talk to you about that. But, no, this is the other event where I sold out the Creative Alliance for a one-night-only live recording of my comedy album. I got the option when I got the deal in L.A. to record the album anywhere in the continental U.S. So, they were like, you can come to L.A., and then we can do all the photo shoot at the same time, or you can go to New York, and we'll get it all done there. And I said, what's the chances of me being able to record in my hometown? He goes, well, if you want to. I said, yeah, I totally want to. And so that's what we did back in October. We recorded it live right here in Baltimore. And it was a beautiful, beautiful night. Crazily, though, it was the same night as the riots. And so it was the night that the riots erupted. And everyone thought that I would be, I wouldn't get the
numbers.
Oh,
no, no, because I was there. Because maybe it took us forever to get to the Creative Alliance.
Well, you know what?
Because we had to drive all the way around.
Yeah, to go around.
Around and around to get to Creative Alliance because streets were blocked off. And
yes.
Yes.
And there were friends who tried to come in from like Columbia and Pennsylvania, and they just could not get through downtown because of the riots, because of Freddie Gray. So, no, I am talking. Now that is the cabaret.
That
I'm just confusing
cabaret.
My own stuff. That was April.
Maybe it's because you're with me. I'm just confusing you.
No, because you are confusing, Mark. You are so confusing. You are so confusing. We're not even going to get into how confused you are. That was the cabaret. No, the album was recorded in October, and that was amazing. And we had a great time at Creative Alliance, and people from every generation of my life came out. It was amazing.
So I think, let me see what this note says. Are we cool? Yeah, cool. So with the computers froze, but now they're unfrozen.
No worries.
They're unfrozen. Oh. So we're going to hear a little taste of this album.
Okay, cool, baby.
A little taste.
A taste.
I have three children, y'all, three kids, a high school, third grade, sixth grade, ninth grade. It is not a game in my house. And I'm going to tell you why I call myself an indie mom, because I know mothers. I know mothers. And when y'all start having babies, y'all lose it. Now, y'all don't want to be real. Y'all lose all your swag, all your swag. Your jeans just start getting all the way up to your nipple. It's just... You used to have a waist. Your waist is gone. You had one kid, and it's like your jeans just get heisted. Your bras, good God, your bras. Because I breastfed. I know that situation. We got the little bras with the windows. You can unsnap them, be like a pickaboo on the inside. That's not sexy.
Yeah, it's right there, Mark. It's my real life. I people don't want to talk about the real life of like motherhood, and motherhood is funny. Motherhood is hilarious. And on top of that, you know, I opted for three natural childbirths. You know that's good fodder. Had three home births, Mark.
Home births.
Home births with a midwife. No drugs.
No, that was my daughter Chelsea had all her kids at home.
Really?
Yeah.
Good
all three
her.
Of them. Yeah.
Good for her. So she's my kind of girl. So, you know, I mean, most people just say that's crazy. No, it just worked for me. So that became fodder, because all of the nuances around just even orchestrating that, and the family that believes in the epidural. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, they worship the epidural. Like, they were like, why? Who does that? Who wants to feel all of that? I didn't feel a thing because I hypnotized myself. They was like, what is that?
You didn't feel a thing.
I had hypnobirthing. I did the hypnobirthing method. It's
what is
real.
That?
Hypnobirthing. You wouldn't know. You can't have a baby, Mark.
I don't want to have a baby either.
Trust me, there's some men who want
to have babies. I've heard babies come out, and I do not want to have a baby.
Hypnobirthing. It's self-hypnosis, and it relaxes you. It takes you to the next level. I promise you, I cooked a whole meal while I was in what people call labor. I made an entire meal through the hypnobirthing method. I just did the method. My husband was my hypnobirthing coach, and we got it done. I was so relaxed that I had an audience for the last birth. There was like about 20 people in the room. My nieces, my sister. I mean, not my sister. She was there for the first one, but it was gangbusters. It was fun, but that only happens to me because I have special needs. Everybody can't do that, but that became fodder, right? And then I made the baby food, and then I breastfed. So all that stuff is jokes. And then I said, I'm done with all of this. I want my body back. I want my life back. Y'all ain't about to take all my swag. And so even that journey was hilarious.
Since you started doing your little marathons.
Yeah, I did the marathons. I mean, it's a true story, but not true. Like, I was in the kitchen, and I was watching, you know, I was making some vegan pancakes, and I started hearing all the murmuring from the Hebrews, you know. Hebrews upstairs, mommy, she called me, dad, mommy. And my husband with the PhD can never find his keys. Baby, see my keys? You see my keys, babe? Baby, see my keys? I'm like, dude, the keys are in the doorknob where you left them. Were you trying to get us killed by somebody in the neighborhood? And it's like, all of this is happening at the same time, and it's murmuring. It's like, and I look out the window, Mark, and I see a bunch of white women running across the window. Just white women, just little shorts on, white women with numbers on their back. Everybody look happy.
Running past your window?
Just running past my window. This is when we were still living in Bolton Hill. They're just running past my window. So the whole marriage is running past my window, and I'm like, look at them, they look so happy, and nobody was being bothered or tortured by the Hebrews upstairs. And I just said,
what are you talking about, the Hebrews upstairs?
My children are the Hebrews, the ones that murmured and marched around the mountain for 30 years. That's my kids. The Hebrews, the ones that would not listen. They was want some let my people go. When they got gone, they stayed out there for 30 years. Those are the people that live in my
That's
house.
What they say,
and
yeah.
So I broke out of the house behind those white women like the chicken pox. I didn't even have on running shorts. I had on a robe, slippers, a hair bonnet, which is the black woman's worst thing that ever happened. The hair bonnet needed to be destroyed. But the point of it all is I ran down the street after these white women, and it was like zen. It's like the best alone time I've had in so many years, Mark. And they didn't care that I wasn't prepared. They were like, you rock. You're awesome. I'm getting cheered on by all kinds of people. I'm running through all these neighbors in Baltimore, and it's changing like hieroglyphics. I'm running through Hamden. Hey, hon, go, hon. You're good. Go get him. Go kill him with your bonnet. It was like amazing. Then I get to the end, and who's at the end, Mark? The terrorists.
The terrorists?
The terrorists. Good job, mommy. You did it. Good job,
the
mommy.
Terrorists.
The terrorists. They go from Hebrews to terrorism. It's just what it is in my life. So that's the, like, that's a part of the story that I had to share in the album. And that's how I ended up, you know, I mean, I was always a vegan, but I ended up getting really lean and to change things. And then I was tight in the waist and cute in the face. You know, hashtag. You need a hashtag that, ladies.
Is that your new hashtag?
Tight in the waist, cute in the face. That's what it is.
That's a necessity?
That's a necessity, but you got to look like the girlfriend, Mark. Never look like the wife.
Why do you have to say, don't you think people should mature and just be able to kind of
and
live?
Sandwich it out and just limp
Hell
it
yes,
out? No,
yes,
I'm going
yes,
out
yes.
in a blaze of glory. When they're going to put me on cryonics, it's not going to be a game. I'm going to be on cryo. I'm going to be on the back of this great album coming out, Funny as a Mother, on iTunes and Spotify. We're launching a brand new project inside of Gold Diggers, and I just had to share that with Baltimore as well. So I wanted to share that, if you don't mind. Can
no,
I share
it? Yes, I can share it.
So we've got this great album coming out. It's out already. And then we got this really great grant from the Coca-Cola Foundation for Gold Diggers. And, you know, Gold Diggers, the Sankofa Project, is my baby that was created out of the Open Society Fellowship. And we've been going for 5 years strong. And inside of that, we wanted to keep creating and doing great things for girls and women. And so we got a grant from the Coca-Cola Foundation, and we've created the Sankofa Entrepreneurs Project. And so that's going to be funded, and we're about to kick that off. So we're about to recruit two cohorts of women. Very excited about it, Mark.
Young girls or
they can be 18
women?
And older.
Uh-huh.
18 and older. So
young
some
women.
Of our girls who were Gold Diggers, the Sankofa Project girls, are now women. Most of them are now women. They're all over 18. And so if they're still in the area, they can come and be a part of this new project. But I am super excited about Sankofa Entrepreneurs Project, Mark. Super excited.
There's still a lot going on.
Yeah, it has to be, because I don't want to be one of those artists that so-called makes it outside of their home and never pours back in. And so right now, we're starting to recruit the women. I mean, you can hear all about it. But what makes it exciting to me is that we're going to be teaching women the tenets of becoming entrepreneurs, and not just any kind of entrepreneur. The whole purpose of this grant is to teach women that they can love and they can also serve. And so we're teaching them about social enterprise and social entrepreneurism. And so we've got three CEOs working with us. We're going to do two cohorts of 25 women. And I want people to start calling in and calling my office so they can come and be a part of this new project. And it's right there in the Park Heights community as well.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. Real excited about it, Mark.
And your husband's got a new book out, too.
He does. We're not talking about him right now.
We're not talking about him.
No, we're not going to talk. We talk about
him.
No, we
they
talk
sent
about
the book.
Him.
I have the book.
I'm kidding. The book is called What I Learned in the Midst of Chaos, The Making of an Ubuntu Teacher. And it's a very, very prolific narrative about how to work with our boys of color. It's really a narrative of him growing up on the South Side with a group of boys that call themselves Chaos with a K. And they all were Catholic school boys from the South Side, gang-ridden neighborhoods and communities. And they all made it out of high school into college. But they had, it was much like, what do you call that movie with Cochise in them from back in the day?
Cochise.
Yeah, Cochise. It was Glenn Turman. And they sung the How Do I Say Goodbye to Yesterday. It was like Cooley High meets Crooklyn. That's what it's like.
So back to your comment before we run out.
Thank you, Mark. Back to me.
Back to you.
Back to
Gotta
me.
Gotta come back to you.
Gotta come back to me.
The mom of comedy. Who else?
Do I sound like a narcissist, Mark?
let me think about that.
Don't! You know what happens when you think too long. All kinds of stuff comes out, Mark. I need you to stay very fluid. Don't think deeply. I need you to stay fluid.
I won't think deeply.
Be aloof, please. Please be aloof.
I will just say that Michelle, the Indie Mom of Comedy, has been here, and the new album is out, Funny as a Mother.
Yes.
And can be found
iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Amazon. I need you guys to go to a download. Leave a comment. Give me a thumbs up. Let the industry know that you're feeling the product. And share. Share, 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 share. Share. Stop laughing, Mark. laugh. Did you just snort? And this is what people don't know about you. They don't know. I know these things about you.
Lord have mercy.
Thank you so much for letting me come and share the project.
Always good to see you, Michelle. How can I say no?
I love you, and I love that you support me, even though
back.
I have special needs.
Wait, from one special needs person to another. Oh, we have a call. We have no time for that call, do we? I'm sorry. I didn't look at the screen.
Sorry.
This is Charlamagne. I'm sorry for not getting picking up the phone.
That was Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Oh, sorry, Charlotte.
My fault. I didn't look at the screen. I was looking at...
Mark was looking at me the entire time.
That's true. I was looking at Michelle, so I didn't get to the phone.
Sorry, Charlotte.
Made a mistake.
It's okay.
Michelle Handy, mom of comedy. The album is out, Funny as a Mother. Check it out. And always good to see you in the studio.
Thank you so much, Mark Steiner. Thank
you,
WEAA. Take good care.
Love you, baby.
Love
all
you
right.
Too.
Thank you all for listening today. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineer is Andre Melton, who was here during the snowstorm. Good man. Our interns are Sienna Greaves, Manifa Wilson, and Calvin Perry. Our theme music by Walt Matthews of Clean Cuts. Send me your thoughts about today's program, too. Talk to SteinerShow.org, podcast The Mark Steiner Show. Share it with your friends. Visit us on the web at SteinerShow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.